In ancient Greece, on feast days, people would offer a round cake to the moon goddess Artemis and then put candles on it to recreate the moon's glow.
But Yvonne's got her own special birthday offering.
Fruitcake. Special fruitcake.
Right. What sort of special fruitcake?
It's special because this has been in our family for over 30 years.
Oh, brilliant.
Is it complicated?
So easy to make. Right, so what we need to do now is cream the margarine and the sugar together. So how about you doing it, Si? I'll know you'll do a good job.
Once the mixture's been creamed, 5 eggs are added to help it rise and keep the cake fresh for longer.
And it's back to you, the human whisk.
It comes with attachments as well.
Does he? A dough attachment.
Give him some tight jeans and he's a mincer.
Yvonne gradually adds the flour. This is a very simple recipe for a great fruitcake, and not just for birthdays, but for any celebration.
So what we need to do now is pour the fruit in.
Fruitcakes are considered a British classic dating from the 13th century, when dry fruit started to be imported from the Mediterranean countries.
But it was in Victorian Britain that we really started to make, you know, birthday cakes, a bit like Christmas cards and Valentine's cards, you know, in Victorian times. But then they used to put big things in the cakes, like money, and they used to put a thimble in. So if you got the coins, that was lucky, it meant you were going to be prosperous. If you got the thimble, it would mean you were going to stay single. So you can imagine all those Victorian spinsters. Oh, not the thimble again.
Right, so what we need to add now is the brandy.
It's a generous measure.
But it does also keep the fruitcake nice and moist as well.
Yeah.
And it acts as a preservative, so you can have it for a, you know, you can keep the cake for a long time, can't you?
That's it. So now it goes into the tin.
And into the oven for 2.5 hours.